previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Tomorrow, there's an organization called Women for Change, and they are asking for basically a shutdown of this country until people take GBV seriously. To tell us more, joining us on the line this morning, and thank you very much for holding on, is Michael Benevolent Messina. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Morning, everyone. Thank you so much for having me today.
So tomorrow's the big day, right?
Tomorrow is the big day, yes, the 21st of November, Friday, the women's shutdown by Women for Change. Finally, we are here. We are calling on all women and all girls and members of the LGBTQI plus community to join us in solidarity and resistance tomorrow as we put the spotlight to demand implementation, accountability, as well as the shift from promise to practice from the people who our leaders in this country, but also we want the eyes of the world leaders as well that are coming in for the G20. So we're trying to interrupt that business as usual for the day to highlight the continuous desensitization and the non-responsiveness from the people who have the resources and the power to actually make a meaningful change in terms of ending gender-based violence in our country.
Women for Change, tell me a little bit more. Everyone's asking about this organization, that, and you really have, as far as social media and stuff, it's been disruptive in a good way. That's what you wanted. You wanted people to take note and notice. What do you stand for? What is the organization about?
Absolutely. The organization, as an NGO, we advocate and we also educate and raise awareness about gender-based violence and femicide in our country. We also support survivors and families of femicide victims by making sure that they have the resources that they need in their time of crisis. And as much as we don't have the resources ourselves, but we always just try to make sure that we can do the best that we can. But it's not enough, unfortunately. And survivors keep falling between the cracks because we can only do so much as an NGO. Hence why we are asking and calling for the people to basically acknowledge and join us so we can actually get more resources on the ground from government and make sure that we can make systematic change or change at a systematic level. We also lead national campaigns like this one that address gender-based violence also at a systematic level. We handed over a national petition to the government demanding that gender-based violence be declared a national disaster. And with this campaign, the Purple Campaign as well, we're just making sure that we taking it now digitally, because we realize that, you know, traditional protests, when we did it, we've been ignored like a lot of other organizations in our field as well. We kind of just tried to make sure that now maybe let's just take on it to social media, and that's where everyone is. And yeah, so far so good. The response has been really incredible, and we appreciate it.
Michael, I need to ask you, how do the men in women's lives support this initiative? What do you want the good men to do to support this initiative?
When it comes to men in this campaign, we are not discriminating, we're not excluding them. But we are making it very clear that the call is for women and girls as well as the LGBTQI plus community, because statistically they are the most impacted and affected by gender-based violence, and it is often at the hands of men in their lives that they love and they trusted. So men can join in as allies, of course, and we ask them to just continue to support the women in their lives. Should they choose to take the day off and not engage in any paid or unpaid labor, they are also more than welcome to wear black tomorrow and join us in standing in solidarity and resistance. But more than anything, we're calling on all the men to start having the conversation as well, to have the important conversation, particularly amongst each other as well, in terms of making sure that when they see the signs and the symptoms, they do not just endorse it as well or brush it off as it's just, you know, my bro doing the same thing or my bro being a man. But it's time that we actually start having the conversations with each other as well.
Just when it comes to tomorrow, I know you're calling for women to take the day off to be more disruptive and to draw more attention to the cause. What is your message, though, for those women who really can't or
choose not to
take the day off?
Absolutely. No, we do understand that not everyone has the privilege to be able to refrain from engaging in work or staying at home. But the main significance behind that is to basically show to the government as well as everyone else that this is what can potentially happen to the very economy that you seem to care more about than the actual lives of women. So when women partake in the economy, the GDP grows by 5 to 35% when they are actively partaking. So we are saying that when you, this is when you keep killing the women in this country, this is what is eventually going to happen as well. So to those women that cannot afford to take the day off, that is something that we've also taken into consideration, and that's okay. There's other ways of joining in. The 15-minute lie down at 12 p.m. on the day, that is all we're asking. So that can someone, anyone can do and partake in wherever they are, even if it is in the workplace. If you can just take a minute at 12 p.m. for 15 minutes to honor the 15 women that keep getting murdered every single day in our country, you would have done your bit as well. Or you can just be in black on the day to show that you do stand with us and continue changing your profile picture to purple online.
I really, really hope it's successful. I really hope that the deserved attention and that government, or even, as you say, foreign people in our country, foreign leaders in our country, somebody in power just acknowledges what an awful state we're facing in terms of GBV in our country.
Yes.
It's not just something we're saying. It's for real. The statistics are disgusting.
They really, really are. And also at the end of the day, enough of the lip service.
Enough.
We see it. Okay, then do something about it. We're tired of the lip service.
Attention, action.
Yes.
Acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Listen, Michael, thanks for the chat. Much appreciated. And absolutely. All the best for all South Africans tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the time, guys.
Thanks. Michael Benevolent Messina there for Women for Change, the organization calling for the shutdown tomorrow, pushing for to draw attention to gender-based violence in our country and the shocking statistics. And as Michael said, there are a number of ways of participating. It's up to you to choose how you do it. The end goal is action, man.
Yeah.
As you say, to your words, no more lip service. Thank you very much. No more raising awareness.
Yes.
Sorry. We're aware.
We
really should be aware.
Yeah.
It's time for action.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester, I arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.